But they tell me to get them and assure me that they'll change my life. When they don't, I'm always a little bit deflated. What I've learned is my approach to creativity is unlike most other people's. I don't know if it's better or worse, but I know that it's different, largely because my experience has pulled me through all these disparate disciplines, sometimes without much advanced preparation. Books about creativity, at least before this one, tend to fall into two broad categories. On one hand, there are books that treat creativity from a straightforward how-to stance. How do you make a best-selling record? How do you write a blockbuster screenplay? How can any average citizen tap into their creative instincts? On the other hand, there are books that look at creativity as a therapeutic endeavor. How do you come up with ideas that make you a better and more confident person in your everyday life? I wanted to write a book that does both at the same time. I have worked as a creative professional since I was in my teens, and I feel compelled by each of these capacities, creative and professional. Art doesn't have to be something you do only behind closed doors for personal spiritual gain, but it also isn't simply a product-based process that's at the mercy of the market. I live and work at the intersection of art and commerce. I want to show people how I learned to move along two tracks at once, how I kept taking personal risk in my art while at the same time